Good morning, everyone. We continue with Maseches Sukkah, Perek Daled, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav says, "K'maaseh v'chol kach maaseh b'Shabbos." Again, talking about the Arava. So what they did during the week, they'd also do when Shana Rabbah fell on Shabbos. El Shayim Milatzinos some Erev Shabbos, except for the fact that they would get the Aravos on Erev Shabbos. Umanichemos some b'gigil shel Zav. They put them in these golden kelim, k'deish lo. These kelim were filled with water, so that the leaves should not wither. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, Chario shel dekel ha'mevi'im v'chov tenosa b'karka b'tzidei ha'mizbeach. He says that this whole thing that we learned about the Arava was wrong. Rather, bring two palm branches, and they would beat them on the ground on the side of the mizbeach, like we do with the Yoshana bundle on Hoshana Rabbah. And that day was called the day of hitting the palm branches. The Bartanura says we do not paskei Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Mishnah Zion, miyad shom ve'ochlin. So the way to translate this is actually there are two different versions in the Gemara. The Bartanura brings them both down. Number one, from the hand of the tinokos, the gedolim took their lulavim and ate their esrogim. Bartanura says that's not an issue of gezel because that was how they were knowing simcha. Okay. The other version the Bartanura brings down from the Gemara is that miyad does not mean from the hand, but it means immediately. So immediately, the Ketanim threw down their lulavim and ate their esrogim. And then the Bartanura points out that the gedolim would not eat their esrogim because they're huktzah l'mitzvah l'miktas hayom. So therefore, since they're designated for part of the day as a chavtzah shomitzvah, so they have that status the entire day. And why that went upon Ketanim, seemingly because Ketanim are not chayiv in the mitzvah. So the esrog is not really a chefetz shel mitzvah. And we should have a great day.